No, Herr Schmidt. I will not shit in your mouth even if I do get to know you. I just want to smell the gas pass from your ass. Ooh, he said as I picked the dried cum off of the bedpost. He was like twirling that tool of his like it was some fire extinguisher. And then he took that tool and he put it up the wrong alley and took it out all brown and steamy and shiny. Ooh, it was all brown. Ooh, ooh, taking it inside of me and he put it in the right hole. Ooh, you call that passion? You call that romance? You don't know what it's like for a woman to get cystitis. You don't know what it's like. I mean, I want it in the right hole, honey. Ooh, give it to me in that right hole. That right alley. That right tunnel of love. And I mean, I'm a 300-pound hussy who sits down and eats 30 Hershey bars at one sitting. Not like some anorexic ostrich like you, baby. Ooh, bulimia, mama. Bulimia, mama. Get your terms right. I don't care what you call it. It's damn unnatural of you. Up chucking all over the house in your stiletto heels. You so thin. You so thin. You wearing those tight jeans. And then you wear that pantyhose underneath it. Then you wear those dance skins. I hate women that wear dance skins all over the house. And then you wear those Carter underpants underneath them. Or those bikini up chuck underpants. And then you wear that mini pad. Oh, I got my mini pad on me now. Oh, I got that diaphragm in me now. About to take it out in 2 hours, honey. Got it up chuck all over the house. You are up chucking. You are throwing up on your own tuna. You aren't throwing up on my tuna casserole, honey. You throwing up on your own tuna, baby. Up chucking, I mean, like, how do you survive with a child that drools? Ooh, I mean, whenever my child says, fuck you, I fuck him in the ass. I turn him over and fuck him in the ass. I mean, like, when I make my husband, ooh, when I make him his steak sandwich the way he likes it, he turns me over in the kitchen and lets me have it in the ass. He says, that's the way you deserve it, baby. That's the way I like it. Ooh, I love the cervix banger. Give it to me high and hard. I mean, it's the movement. Mmm. I mean, it's the motion. Mmm. The Big Bang Bruiser. I mean, how do you treat those little bastards, bitch, motherfucker? Settle down, girl. Settle down, girl. And I mean, like, I'm an ass man, honey. Ooh, I'm an ass man. I mean, even though I'm married with the works and the kids, I can't stop looking at butt. I can't stop looking at derriere. I can't stop looking at tush. Oh, I want some of that butt. I want some of that rump roast. And once I spotted her in the subway, short, Hispanic, Chinese, or Jewish, ooh, all I wanted to do was to get my cock inside some of that rump roast butt action. Ooh, she wore those 4-inch cork wedgies that went out of style in the early 70s. And that polyester pants. I could see those underwear underneath them and I just wanted to rip the crack of her pants. Ooh, I can't remember how, but the mitts, ooh, my mitts were against the small of her back. I wanted to get her against that cold, slimy, rat-turd wall and fuck the hell out of her. Mama, I want some rump roast now. I can't remember how, but I was cracking that ass. I had my hand inside a rump roast, but just before I was gonna push my tool inside her, I wanted to get some good butt action, cause that's what I'm in for this for. And I got my arm inside that butt. It was feeling me up. I had my hand inside her, and when I took my hand out, I mean my elbow up into butt rump roast. I took it out and when I looked at it, it was all red and gooey with menstruation. I mean, bitch, you on the snatch rag? I mean, I got my hand in your snatch rag? How could you be on the rag, woman? How could you be on the period, be the best fuck in your life, be the best rape in your life, be the best cock in your life? And I was running. Ooh, I was running. I was running because I wanted to wash those hands, that menstruation coming coming off my fingers, coming off of my nails, but it wouldn't come out, wouldn't wash out of my fingernails. It wouldn't wash out of my lifeline. It'd be a long time before I use that hand to shake my dick after I pissed.